Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Lying right to your face? Let us do the dirty work for you. The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Hey, what's up? This is Eric.
Hey, Eric, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
I hope you guys can help me out. I called last week, but they told me to call back, so...
Yeah, sorry about that. You can blame COVID for that one. So what can we do for you?
Yeah, so I'm dating this girl. She's super duper hot. You know, honestly, I think she's way out of my league, so I'm pretty lucky to have her. But there's a problem that, like, there's a bunch of rumors going around. She has an OnlyFans page.
Ah, okay. Smart girl. Is that a problem for you?
Yeah, that's a very big problem.
Well, so, all right, so you know OnlyFans doesn't necessarily mean porn, right? I mean, she might be on there just posting photos of her on the beach or in some sort of superhero costume.
Or she could be one of those, like, feet models that shows off her feet to all those weirdos there, you know?
Yeah, that's another one. Plus, she's probably making bank.
Yeah, look, I get it. I don't care about any of that stuff. I don't like dating someone who's going to try to hide stuff from me, you know?
How did you meet this girl? Wait, what is her name, first of all?
Her name is Jessica.
Okay, how did you meet Jessica?
All right, so we met at... She's a bartender. And, you know, I was out with my friends one night. We were just hanging and kept talking about, like, hey, man, bartender's pretty hot, you know. And so, obviously, the whole guy thing that we do, you know, they bet me I wouldn't go ask her out. But, you know, I told her, you know, I was told if I didn't ask her out that I had to buy all my friends, you know, rounds for the rest of the night. And I was like, definitely not going to do that.
Right.
So, you know, I told her that and she thought it was pretty hilarious and she gave me her number.
Okay.
And a couple days later, we went out to eat.
And it started there. So now are you guys in a relationship right now or still just dating?
You know, we're still in the dating phase, but I mean, I feel like it's starting to get pretty serious. I mean, she invited me to celebrate her dad's birthday last week. So.
Oh, wow. So you met the family then?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Well, I'd say that's serious then. Okay. So let's assume the worst for a sec. Let's assume she has an OnlyFans page and she posts some nudies for her subscribers. Is that the worst thing in the world? Like, I mean, when you were little, didn't you dream about dating a Playboy model? I mean, I know I did.
Okay. So. Here's what I figured out about that. I mean, look, it's really cool to, you know, sleep with, you know, Playboy model or something like that, but you don't necessarily want to date one or be in a relationship with one.
I see. Yeah, I guess I could see how that might bother you.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like dating a stripper, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I gotcha. So, and have you had this talk yet? I mean, about the whole OnlyFans thing?
So I did ask her about it, and I said, look, I hear there's a rumor about you, you know, and then I brought up the OnlyFans thing.
Okay, what did she say?
She said she has a page she puts on, like, pictures of bikini, her in bikinis in two pieces, and then she showed a couple of them to me.
So you saw her page?
I mean, I saw what she wanted to show me on it, yeah.
Okay, were the pictures that bad?
No, I mean, honestly, the pictures were fine, but, you know, I told the fellas about it, and they were like, yeah, that's not what I heard she does on there.
Oh.
And, like, they made a big deal, so now I'm kind of stuck between... You know, believing her or these rumors, you know?
Sounds to me like your friends are just jealous, trying to ruin your chance at a good thing with this girl.
I don't know, man. I mean, it's a small circle of friends. These guys aren't like that. I've known them forever. They're actually pretty happy for me. They were pretty stoked I went and asked her out. And, you know, they're regulars in the bar scene. So, you know, if there's a story about a girl, especially, you know, something like that, they would hear about it.
Okay, so we know your girl is on OnlyFans. What we don't know is if she's PG-rated or X-rated, and you'd like to know.
Exactly, but I don't want her knowing that I'm checking up on her, you know?
Right, you want her to think you trust her.
Yeah.
Even though you sort of don't.
I mean, I just want to find out the truth. Yeah, honestly.
I gotcha. And you don't want to scare off a hot chick. I mean, it's like you got a big-ass marlin on the line, but you don't want to yank the line too hard and have it snap, and then she's gone. All right.
Right.
Hang on the line for a sec. Shaq's going to get her number. Any thoughts, ideas here?
I was thinking, what if you called her and said something like, you're calling from OnlyFans, and you want to know if she's happy with the service? I don't know, you know, something like that.
That could work. Actually, I have a better idea, but I think to do this, I think you're going to have to do it.
Fine with me.
Okay. What we're going to do, and you're ready to do your part, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. We're going to hope that this works. We're going to pretend to be from a very popular publication a lot of you know about. Not Playboy, by the way. And so we're going to call her up. This is Jessica. Hang on a second. Let me finish dialing here. It takes so long now that everybody, we have to use area code for everybody. All right. When she says hello, you are on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi. Can I speak to Jessica, please?
This is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. My name is Erica Kane. I'm a reporter for the website BuzzFeed. Have you heard of us before?
BuzzFeed?
Yes.
Like the website?
Yep. I work for them.
Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah. I've definitely heard of you guys. 100%.
Okay, good. You'd be surprised how many people think we're like a hair salon or something. So anyway, the reason I'm calling is because I'm doing an article about girls on OnlyFans. So I got your info from them. I have a friend who works there, and I wanted to ask a few questions, if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay, great. And don't worry. I'll keep your name out of it. We can put your OnlyFans account name in the article if you want. And listen, it might even get you more subscribers, right?
Yeah, totally fine. You can use my account name.
Awesome. Okay, so first question. Would you describe your page as PG-rated, R-rated, or X-rated?
The one I have right now is between PG and R, I guess. It's mostly swimsuit stuff. Sometimes topless, but like covering my boobs.
Yeah, yeah. So the main part of my article is asking women, what is the craziest thing you were ever asked to post?
Oh, wow. Well, there's like so many things. Well, I guess how graphic can my answer be?
Girl, as graphic as you want. Let it rip, please.
Okay, so there's a lot of feet stuff. Guys want close-ups of my feet. My toes. I would say about once a month, somebody asks to see my butt for some reason.
Oh my God. Oh wow. Yeah.
It's a little weird of a world on OnlyFans.
Yeah, definitely. So, how many of these requests have you done? Like, do you show your feet?
Not specifically. I mean, I know guys that want to see them, so I'll try to do at least one shot per session with them. Make sure my toenails are painted and whatnot. That sort of thing.
And that's the craziest thing you've ever done. There has to be, like, more.
On OnlyFans, yes. But, I mean, I'm also on another site with my roommate, and that stuff is X-rated.
Oh, okay. So you have a different site as well?
Yeah, we're on Chatterbait.
You're on what?
We're on Chatterbait. It's like a cam girl site.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I've never heard of it. So what's the craziest thing you've done on that site?
Oh gosh. Well, okay. So one guy paid me and my roommate $5,000 for me to dress up like a baby, and my roommate had to pretend to breastfeed me.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, nice. I mean, it was pretty weird, wow. But I would say that has to be the craziest thing.
Oh my God.
Hello?
Oh, oops, I'm so sorry. I think one of our other lines dropped out for a second there. Okay, well, I think I got everything I needed, so thank you so much.
Okay, so, but when is the article coming out?
It's going to be in a couple weeks. I just need to send it to the editor first, and when they approve everything, it's good to go.
Okay, cool. Can somebody let me know when it comes out?
Absolutely. You'll get an email letting you know. It has a release form in it and all that, so we need to get your permission to use your story, so just... All I can say is keep checking your email, okay?
Okay, great. Well, I'm excited. Thank you.
Yeah, me too. Thanks again.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
So I'm sure you figured this out, but Eric hung up immediately.
Yeah, I definitely figured that's what happened.
Wow. So, well, we sure learned about the internet today, didn't we?
I think we learned more than I ever wanted to know. Trust me. You know you love me. I
know you care. Just shout whenever. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.